Well, April's here, and what's in the air? Mourning, sorrow, grief, despair. Not what you'd expect when spring arrives. If you were expecting the birds and bees, well, there's some kind of mystery bee disease, but worrying, honey, just makes you break out in hives. Now, I don't care much for flying rats, but in New York, something's been killing bats. Step lightly, you might find one on your lawn. And the big Sacramento salmon run is like empty. It's not clear what we done, and we don't know yet what trouble this might spawn. The polar bears up north have seen their ice turn to a lake. It looks like that Canute's the one who caught the lucky break. Bees and bats and fish and bears, they'll sting you, they'll bite you, they're slimy and fierce, but all them suckers make the world go round. If death is just one of the facts of life, then this is like a marathon on Nick at Night, and Tootie winds up 6 feet underground. You know, it ain't just animals passing away. There's more stuff dying on us every day, and we might as well pay homage while we're here. How about that HD DVD or the whole darn music industry? And let's all give last rites to Robin Williams' career. The American dollar is kicking up dust. The American dream is starting to rust. The middle class could bow out any day. Neoconservatism's lost at sea. Ralph Nader killed his legacy. And let's all wave goodbye to my 401k. Baseball struggled long and hard, but finally died last year. The unofficial cause of death?
A needle in the rear.
The newspaper industry's pretty much toast. Paper checks are giving up the ghost, and the local bookstore's very nearly through. Well, they say in life two things are certain, and neither one comes without plenty of hurting. And sure as the sun comes up, they both come due. Yeah, sure as the sun comes up, they both come due.